question was kind of, Chris sort of answered it about where, is there observed bycatch or bycatch estimates that we can get at a quicker rate that maybe doesn't have to go through the cumbersome two-year process? It wasn't clear to me if people were concerned about the sort of two-year lag for the PBR estimate or for the bycatch estimate, but it seems like we should be able to get that bycatch information on a quicker basis. I don't know if that can be approved by NIMS, but I hope so, because, you know, we're getting the data. You know, it's too bad to have to, you know, it has to go through this process. I understand that, but it'd be nice if we could use it on a more real-time basis. And my next comment is about the discussion on ZMRG, and this is probably going to be unpalatable if there's any NIMS lawyers on the phone, but, you know, there is no TRT, as you know, plan or species, as far as I know, that has met ZMRG. And, you know, from a large whale perspective, we've been over it for 17 years. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I just feel like for a non-strategic stock and a non-endangered species, that this is an odd place to take a stand on ZMRG. It just seems very black and white to now put our foot down about this when we've made a lot of good progress over the last couple of years, and the gillnet fishery is changing to a form of a fishery that we wish we had for the lobster industry, where we can really monitor things. And I'd like to see us utilize that instead of, you know, taking a stand on ZMRG when, you know, we haven't done that for any of these other species. And I think we all know how difficult that, that part of the Marine Mammal Protection Act